climate change is getting teachers into hot water in the classroom. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. But first, let's talk about the school environment itself. When you send your kids off to school in the morning, you expect they'll be safe. The group Healthy Schools Pennsylvania says that's not always the case. They recently held a summit in Pittsburgh to talk about environmental hazards in and around schools. Michelle Nakarati-Chapkis is Executive Director of Women for a Healthy Environment, which runs the Healthy Schools program. She says 1 in 6 Americans sets foot in a school building every day and can be exposed to environmental toxins like pesticides and asbestos there. She says Pennsylvania could be doing more to keep students, teachers, and staff in schools safe. Take radon, for example.
We have many states that have passed bills that require radon testing once every 5 years. We have testing of our homes when we have a home transfer, but we don't have that of our schools.
Nakarati-Chapkis says that's a problem because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. At the summit, she and her group recognized 8 Pennsylvania schools which are taking steps to protect their students and staff from environmental risks.
One school completely switched to green cleaning products. We've had 20 school buildings that have tested for lead in their water.
The group provides free lead testing kits and works with an independent lab. Nakarati-Chapkis says even incremental or low-cost efforts can make a difference when it comes to creating healthier schools, like keeping kids off the playground on air quality action days to help reduce asthma triggers. So what are kids learning about the environment in class, like climate change? A survey published in the journal Science earlier this year showed that most science teachers spend little time teaching climate science, just an hour or two a year. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant looks at why Pennsylvania teachers are following that trend.
Craig Wipke isn't the most popular guy at Central Valley High School, northwest of Pittsburgh. He started teaching climate change about 10 years ago, and he got used to being called a tree hugger. One parent even wrote an editorial complaining about him. Then higher-ups in the school district called Wipke in to review his lessons.
I was a second-year teacher, and I was teaching a brand-new course, and the school board and the administration wanted to take a look at my materials. Absolutely, I was sweating.
Wipke's not alone facing pushback against climate education. Just last month, the Quakertown Area School District near Philadelphia turned down textbook recommendations. The school board said climate change shouldn't be taught as scientific fact. David Evans is director of the National Association of Science Teachers. He disagrees.
There is no controversy about the climate science. This is not a fringe area somewhere. This is very, very solid mainstream science.
Evan says many teachers didn't learn about climate change in school themselves and aren't confident teaching it. And in Pennsylvania, the incentive is low. Many states have passed new science standards that include climate change. But Pennsylvania teachers teach to the biology Keystone exam, which doesn't directly address climate change. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Kara Holsapple.